Good evening. Welcome to the public hearings for the Town of Monroe, January 23rd, 2024. The public hearing for the fire company contract. This item's tabled until the 13th of February. We need the hearing open. Second public hearing that we have is a local law 1 of 2024 to rescind the sewer local law 2023 that was filed with the state. I'm going to open a special meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here. What I need is a motion to establish the Town of Monroe as lead agency for Local Law 1, 2024.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
We're going to vote.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. Motion to adjourn the special meeting. Now we'll open a public hearing on Local Law 1, 2024. Any comments? If not, we'll leave the local law open, the public hearing open, I'm sorry, until February 13th.
You want to speak on the local law?
Which public hearing are you opening right now?
Pardon me?
Which public hearing are you opening right now?
The public hearing that's open right now is the local law for number one for 2024.
Okay, it's not the fire company or the ambulance. Okay.
No, sir. The next public hearing that we have is for the Monroe Emergency Squad contract. I'd like to open the public hearing with a roll call, please.
Councilmember Noonan.
Yes, here.
Okay. Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Councilmember, or Supervisor Fish.
Here. Comments, anybody?
Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. I just really have more questions than anything else. And I'm sorry I missed the fire company call. I looked at the supporting documents today, so I read through them and stuff. I was just wondering if someone would be able to help. If you put last year's contract next to this year's contract, could someone explain what the major differences would be, or additions or deletions?
I think one of the biggest differences that I've seen in the contract is the fact that it was increased from, I believe, what was $15,000 to $70,000, and that had, or $75,000, and that had to do with the construction of the new part of the squad that's being built. That's the major difference that I've seen. Other than that, the language and everything is pretty much the same.
I did notice in there, in both contracts actually, that the town board can either have the ability to either check their audit that they're required to have every year, or they can conduct their own audit. Can somebody clear that up? There was a clause in there.
I believe that's been in there for both years, correct? And to both the fire companies.
I guess
we can speak for this one. Hey, so what is your question?
Well, my question would be, who's responsible as an elected official to review that audit or have it reviewed by you?
Who's on the committee for the?
I am the fire. I am the fire leader.
I think JD's on for the emergency squad, aren't you?
Right.
Well, I'm just wondering how that's going to be handled. Is there going to be confirmation that the audit was reviewed by another agency or the town board or whatever, and the results released?
That's subject to what the contract says. If that's what it says has to be done, then that's what we're able to do.
So somebody will be responsible for reporting back. Okay. And I guess the only thing, and I know, I don't get blasted for this, but I didn't see anything in there. I'm referring to an unfortunate incident in Queensbury recently where the fire captain or fire chief's vehicle was seen down at Jet Stadium for a game, which made the media. And that was kind of embarrassing. I don't know why people would want to go see the Jets anyways, but I noticed in the contracts that there's nothing in there if any of the tax money is actually devoted to purchasing the vehicles. I noticed in there that there's nothing saying, stipulating that the vehicle would not be taken out on personal business, shall we say, pleasure. So I just wanted to point that out.
Without looking at the contract, I can't tell you if that's something that's legal.
Like I said, I don't know if any of the tax money goes directly to purchasing the vehicles and things. But that's something that might be considered.
Been in conversation. It's already been in conversation as far as stipulations based on, like, that vehicle being seen down there.
Yeah.
So we've had discussion, some of us there too, as far as looking into some of those things where it needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
So you
could amend the contract.
I don't know if it needs to be an amendment of the contract or if it could be an agreement amongst the things. As the fire company liaison, I haven't met with them yet this year, but that is actually one of the points that maybe there already is a clause within their organization for that use of the vehicle. Obviously, this has mostly to do with funding, obviously. But I will take your notes as far as fire company to bring it back. And if I do have an answer, I'll absolutely bring it back to the public to see what they do to almost self-police or self-policy. And if not, I'm sure they'd be open to any sort of discussion for the similar event to what you just described.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just hear what you were saying? With the question about does the fire company have a policy? We do have a policy in place. The chief has come up with a policy that he follows. So that's the question. That's the answer to that.
Yeah, so I haven't met with you guys yet. I've had some communication with some of your current board members. I know some of them are out of state, providing me some documents. But obviously that was a hot button topic as of late.
Correct.
So I'm assuming you guys did have a policy.
Yeah, we do have a policy. We do have a policy in place.
And to share that so that the public knows that we are aware and we're
doing
the right things.
If you're our liaison, you're more than happy to look at that policy. So just so you know that we do have one in place for that.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
John Rivers.
John Rivers, thank you.
I'm the president of the fire company now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. My name is Steve McGiller. I'm executive director of Rural Emergency Squad. Okay? I run the squad. If nobody knows me, you'll know me. You won't read anybody. If you have any questions, my phone number's on the internet. I'm open 24/7. If you ever have any questions you want to direct to me, I have no issues. Anybody has questions, answers, I'll get it for you. Might not be right this second. Might not be. It might not be right. You know, it might take me some time to get it. But you know I'm going to get it to you. And as far as our contracts with the town of Moreau, the town of Northumberland, none of that money deals with paid staff. That is all volunteer money that we use that for. Lights, fuel, no more diesel, so it's regular gas. Of course, the town got rid of the pumps, so now we have a wax guard. So I try to save money. I'm pinching pennies right now, waiting for our contract. That's what I can tell you. Any other questions? Jesse, you have my number. JD? Mark? Pat? Kyle, you have my number.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody has questions, call me 24/7. I'll answer that phone, and if I don't, I'll get back to you soon.
That works. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, we're going to leave the public hearing open until Friday, January 26th.